Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, a Victory Tuesday at Chickies and Pete's. The Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6 o'clock. Jordan Mailata, myself, and Elliot Shore Parks, who will be back in time. He is, has boarded his flight back from Green Bay, so no worries there. And then the, I know you were worried, and then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee.
QB2. Wow.
QB2 Tanner McKee, who we have not seen any of this year.
Yeah.
As Jalen has stayed healthy, and no Tanner McKee, but Tanner, obviously great insight he'll be able to give during the Players Lounge at 7 o'clock. So speaking of Tanner, well, not Tanner, Jalen, the offense, I think, you know, excited they won the game. Excited that they made big plays. Offensively, would have loved to see some more of the rhythm and confidence that I felt, not that they felt, in everything that they did. Like, we sort of felt momentum going into the bye with the two games, the Minnesota game and the Giants game. And I know the rushing was just, from a number standpoint, was just good in the Giants game. But I do buy what Jordan Mailata told us about the Minnesota game, in that they were so successful on that first drive that Minnesota changed their defense and allowed them to throw the ball better in that Minnesota game. So I think the running game was effective in that game as well. And we had two games where the offense was really, I don't know, starting to develop an identity. You know, we were real clear, I hemmed and hawed a lot about the ability to pass the ball last year, but they certainly had an identity as to who they were. It seems like they've been searching for it all year this year. And the running game, beyond that first drive, which they moved, I think they had the ball for 9 minutes that ended in the Jalen fumble. I just don't remember another time last night where there was a sustained, we're moving the ball, we're moving the ball, we're moving the ball. They hit a couple of big plays, but it was really just that opening, like, scripted drive that they did real well, and it just seemed like they were searching for it the rest of the time. And they won the game, and they made big plays, but would have loved to see the offense have more than one drive where it felt like they were really moving the ball.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, you certainly want to put up more than 10 points on the board, and that first drive was a methodical drive that they moved down the field, throwing the ball at times, running the ball effectively. The quarterback draw was a great play call there on third down. Jalen just has to do a better job of protecting the ball. That's something he's done very well all year long. But when you handle the ball as much as he does and you mix in throwing and running, there's going to be a time where that ball is exposed and it's going to get knocked out. It's just the law of averages.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen. That, to me, his fumble is a lot different than what happened with Jordan Love, who created his own fumble.
That was an unforced error.
Exactly.
He was getting sacked, but he didn't need to. He just needed to eat it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's where I don't get as frustrated. And I'm going to give Green Bay's defense credit. I know this is as much as I ideally want to see this offense march up and down the field. It's not who they are. It's not what they are. They haven't been that way, I don't know, since 2022. Like, they didn't march up and down the field last year as
an offense. No.
They just didn't.
It was big plays from Saquon.
Well, and it was times that they didn't score. Like, their offense would stall.
Yeah.
And the passing game necessarily wasn't as effective. So this is sort of who they are. I don't get frustrated by what I saw last night, because I didn't see sloppy football from the offense. What I saw was great defense from Green Bay. And they play a lot of zone coverage. They keep the ball in front of you. If you want to be take chances and throw the ball downfield and risk turning it over, then that's on you. But that's not what Jalen does. So he usually didn't put the ball in harm's way last night when he put the ball up in the air.
Yeah, there was a couple. It was an interesting performance from Jalen, because it was really uneven, because he made some great plays. The third down to Devontae was a great play. Mm-hmm. The third down to Will Shipley was a great play. Mm-hmm. He made a couple of really good plays, like escaping the rush, on the run, throwing the ball, looked great doing it. But then there were some moments that were not. Like, I'm not used to seeing Jalen just missing.
Like, you know what? When number one chasing you.
Yeah, you're going to run.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Well, the throw across his body to Goddard, it ended up being complete, mm-hmm. but it was a nerve-wracking pass.
Mm-hmm. Then Goddard should have stuck his foot in the ground and got up the field instead of trying to run around, which kept him from getting the first down.
Then the next throw to Goddard was behind him. That was just a bad pass. Mm-hmm. But then the final one on that drive was the one to Dotson, which was felt like it was close to getting picked off too. So it was a weird game from Jalen. There were big plays in there, but there were also sort of like uncharacteristic misses, I thought.
Yeah, but you know what though? It's 20 degrees outside. You're running around. I'm just saying that stuff matters when you're throwing, because guess who wasn't else throwing the ball very well? Jordan Love.
No, yeah.
So it's not like somebody else was dialing it up and throwing the ball all around the field. And that, again, that's a very good Green Bay defense.
Do you have any concern with them not really being able to get the run game going again?
No.
No concern there.
No. I don't, because I need to see it more than one or two games where it gets stopped. Right? We'll see what it looks like, you know, Sunday night versus Detroit. Listen, they ran the ball versus a bad Giants defense with the run that maybe didn't come to play that day.
Yeah.
Other than that, we haven't run the ball well all year long.
No, like so a drive here and there.
Yeah, it's an offensive line issue, in my opinion.
It really, at the end of the day, they might have to – thank God that the defense seems like it is coming together, because they might have to be a team that is like just carried by their defense.
And we had a couple of drives there where Jordan Mailata false started and just put us in a worse situation.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to mention that after six.
I'm just saying, though, that cost us five more yards, and we weren't able to pick up the first down, or we didn't go for it like that. Like, when we are able to stay ahead of the sticks, the offense stays in its rhythm and flow. It just does. When we get behind, second and 12, second and 15, third and 17, like, the offense doesn't function well that way.
It's the weirdest offense, because they have the highest third and out rate in football, and they also have the best red zone rate in football. It's like it's just the weirdest thing ever that they're that good in the red zone, but they can't get drives going. 215-592-9494. Jack, in your first game of Jalen Hurts sobriety.
Day two of it.
Yesterday was it. Today doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, today matters.
Well, all days matters, Mike.
Yes. When you're watching the game, are you rooting?
Yeah.
Jack, I need you to be honest.
Yeah.
Are you rooting for him, or are you rooting against him?
I was just neutral last night, but I was glad they won. That's about as far as I can go.
So when he hits Devontae for the touchdown?
Yeah. That's where I relapsed.
Okay. Yeah. What about when he hits Devontae for the third down?
I was hyped.
Okay.
I was hyped.
The Shipley
that.
One?
Yeah, it was fine.
The Saquon one? No, Saquon wasn't really Jalen. That was Saquon.
Yeah, come on, man. A lot of open guys in the zone, you know. I mean, it was pretty, yeah. Seen that every week. But again, I'll give a lot of credit. Today's not a day to dump on Jalen, because I do think it was hard to pass last night.
Okay.
And again, like I said,
I don't think there's anything to dump on him about.
I'm not. That's why I said that. I don't think there's any reason to.
Yeah.
I thought he was fine. And he did make way more. There was way more errant throws than he usually makes. I'll chalk that easily up to the weather.
I agree with that.
Oh, that's big of you. Now, are you really chalking it up to the weather?
I am really chalking it up to the weather.
I've got my eye on you.
Well, I can tell.
Well, okay. Well, here's why you have to, because you can't ignore when he has success.
Correct.
So when he used, if I can see if it's a quarterback that's never had success and never done it, huh? And somebody was trying to say the weather played a part in it. But for a quarterback that usually, when he has time, throws the ball well, I honestly didn't think last night was going to be a passing game. I thought they would run the ball better than they did last night, and they didn't.
Yeah, there's some.
I thought last night would be a Saquon game.
Some explosives were in there, but for the most part, they got shut down.
Well, and Green Bay, if they do one, Green Bay doesn't might be the best second, top three in the league in allowing explosive plays.
Yeah,
so they're good at that particularly. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. It's a Victory Tuesday. I don't know if you know that, OG. They won the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm just used to it. I mean, it doesn't even bother me.
What they do.
Thanks to Nick Sirianni. I mean,
when you have a team that can go an entire calendar year without losing a game, kind of spoils you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like winning is just what's that deodorant?
Winning is the best deodorant?
Winning is the best deodorant.
Yes, yeah. There you go. You know what I'm saying? So, but listen, I think looking at that game last night, it was a carbon copy of the Kansas City game. You're going into a hostile territory where these guys coming off of a loss lost to us the last three times. You know what I'm saying? It's like they had to have that game. So I don't know that we as fans take into account how hard it is to go in somebody's home to go up against a team with that type of, you know, first of all, they are a good team. And then with that type of...
Are they more fraudulent or are they a good team?
Desperation. They were desperate. That was a desperate team last night.
That was
a desperate team. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't call them fraudulent because they have the players to be good. The only thing that's holding Green Bay back is their idiotic damn quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, Green Bay is a solid ball club.
Well, they have a coward. They have a coward for a coach, too.
Well, I didn't get into that. You know what I mean? But what I do want to speak on. AJ, I hear a lot of people talking about this. And AJ, I think the reason why you see the silence in him is he put his new clothing line out, check on a teammate. So that kind of give you a in on what's going on with AJ right now. You know that this kid is dealing with something. You know what I'm saying? And I said this here. AJ is a great wide receiver. I think AJ is too good of a receiver to be on this team because we do not feature – the receiver the way that AJ deserves to be featured. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of is just an unbalanced thing. It's like you want your parents to always stay together, but if they're not happy together, they both deserve to be happy in their own right. Jalen was more exciting and more happier when AJ's not playing than he is when AJ is playing. That's just a fact. You know what I'm saying? So I think that at some point in time, we all going to have to accept that this marriage is over. You know what I'm saying? And just try to get through this year. And I think that's what's happening right now. You're seeing a strong attempt of everybody just trying to keep everything together for the sake of the Super Bowl. And that's the harsh reality of it.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, they should. You know, they should. Yeah. I mean, this is, and no one's getting. Well, we said this after the trade deadline was over. That part is done. AJ is going to be here the rest of the year, and even if AJ wants out, even if he does, it behooves him to talk the way he talked last night. And do the best he can within the confines that he is, and then if he still wants to be gone at the end of the year, then he can have that conversation with Howie. But it doesn't help him to be, you know, disruptive now. You know, he ain't going anywhere now, you know?
Right, and I want everybody to look at, like, see, we get a chance to watch the game and get a bird-eye view of the game and what Jalen, who's open and who's not open. But what y'all don't see is AJ always have a safety on his side of the field. So they're bracketing him. They know we want to get AJ the ball to keep AJ happy. They know this. So what they're doing is they're bracketing him and they're daring the Eagles to try to do it. And that's where your mistakes will be made at. Keep doing what we're doing. Keep the main thing. Win the game. And if everybody ain't happy, then so be it. But at this point in time, when we chasing to go back-to-back, you're getting everybody's best. I don't give a damn what you do. Everybody's going to play the Eagles with their best. And we got to hold up to it.
All right, OG. Yep. Wow,
what is a sensible call by
him. What a great call. What a grown-up call from OG.
Really was.
Yeah, he's got no, come a long way.
No
well,
notes.
See, but I know OG.
Oh, we all know, yeah.
That was all about his past take about AJ.
Yep.
That he wants to say he was right about.
Yep.
And he's still pushing to have AJ out of here.
He wants him out of
here. Yeah, that's why I didn't take the bait and debate back and forth with him about AJ being here. Here's what I'll tell you. That's all going to be left up to AJ.
Yeah.
If he's happy being here and he wants to be here, I don't see why he would go anywhere. I don't see why the Eagles would trade him.
I don't see, unless it's a money thing, unless they feel like the money is, unless they, I would say the only decision I think they could make from other than him wanting to be here is them saying to themselves, well, look, we know we're not going to be featuring wide receivers. And we know we can only spend so much money every year on the football team. And do we really need to be spending $60 million on two wide receivers if we're going to throw the ball 20 times a game? And maybe if maybe the money's better spent on another running back. Or maybe the money's better spent on the defense. Or, you know, we see that, you know, we'll see the Lions on Sunday night. They do it with two running backs, you know? So who knows? I don't know.
If I were to ask you.
Yeah.
Would you rather extend Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, two or three of those guys, and have to get rid of AJ, or keep AJ for another year or two and let those guys continue to play out their contracts? Like, you still got two more years before you got to pay Nolan Smith. You got two more years before you have to pay Jalen Carter. Now you got to figure out, you got one more year before you got to play Jordan Davis.
Well, the other question that might come in is, do they want to pay Jalen Phillips? Which is a new question.
Well, that's,
and that'll have to be this year.
And that's also a question.
Yeah, that'll be a new
guy
one.
With that type of injury history, what type of money are you committing there?
Yes.
Versus, like, in other words, signing those guys at the expense of losing AJ.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would say no.
I don't
think he's more important than those guys.
I don't know
any
answer.
Singular guy.
How about this? If you could tell me for sure.
Maybe Jalen Carter.
If you could tell me for sure, hey, this AJ Jalen thing, whatever it is, it's over. He's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Then I would be fine with it.
Right.
But I don't. Who knows? You know.
Right.
And even if he says it, they have to. It has to be part of the calculus.
Sure.
It's not everything, but it has to be part of the calculus.
Well, I would imagine if there's an opportunity for him to leave and he wants to leave, he's not going to say he wants to be here and he doesn't want to be here.
Sure, yes.
I agree with you.
Yep.
He would take that opportunity if it presents itself.
215-592-9494. Adrian in Vineland. You're on WIP. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Adrian?
No, I think some of this here is kind of layered. I don't think AJ fits the scheme that Tim Petula wants to run here. I think he wants to, like, feature one or two guys, let everybody else do their job, get you know, a couple guys open, and that's that. But my biggest thing with AJ, and I think that's part of the reason why they did what they did on the last play of the game, is I don't think he's fully healthy. Since last year, if you notice, he's missed three – it's been three spans of time he's missed due to that hamstring injury. And he hasn't been the same player since he's got that injury. Has not been the same. He hasn't performed the same. He doesn't get in and out of his breaks the same. And he doesn't go up to 50-50 balls or finish routes the same. So I'm just wondering how much, you know, of it is he's not fully healthy and he's just kind of playing through injury. And that might be why he's a little more disgruntled, because he's out here running, you know, running around, giving it his all, not being fully, you know, healthy. And yet he's not getting target. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I tell you what, the Eagles would certainly know his health status.
Yeah.
And so you would think that if they are looking to move forward, either they believe that he'll recover and become a semblance of what he has always been as a wide receiver, or they would believe his better days are behind him and they need to get out from under the deal while they can.
Yeah.
That'll also tell you what they think about AJ.
Absolutely. And Elliott's mentioned a bunch of times, he played through a knee thing and had his knee drained, I think, once or twice during the playoffs last year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's not just hamstring, it's the knee too. And, you know, he's 28. He's not 23, you know, so who knows, you know, that when those things catch up with you. And they don't have to. The other thing, and I'll let you finish, Adrian, I know you want to talk about the end of the game, is a lot of times, like, to our eyes, it looks fine. But that's why, you know, I heard, what's his name, in San Francisco, the coach.
Shanahan.
When he was talking about why Pearsall's not playing, because they see him running during practice. And he said, well, we have GPS on these guys, and we can tell if they are running as fast. They may look fine to you, but we can tell if they're running as fast as they normally are. And it might be the thing with AJ, with all of these things that have happened, the hamstrings, the knee, that it's just a little bit different than he used to be. And that it could be affecting his performance. Maybe something we don't see with our eyes, but maybe something that they can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. And I think that's the reason why you can, you know, trace back the trade speculation to last year. You know, I don't think it's anything new. I just think it, you know, comes up a lot more now because he's been disgruntled and he's been vocal about it. Speaking of, I think that's the reason why, to me, I firmly believe Jalen called play at the end of the game. You know, he's alpha in the end of the game at the line. And to me, it's like, hey, you know, AJ, you're my alpha dog. I'm going to get you the ball. We've done this a couple times, you know, already this year, you know, on 4th and 4, 4th and 6. You're going to get this ball, jump ball it. But because of his health, I really don't think he gave it his all. Because if this was a healthy AJ, he would have jump balled. He would have got that. And he's not doing it. He's just not doing it. So bad play for Sirianni to just call, you know, in general. But I do think that was a Jalen Hurts call to get him the ball and try to feature him a little bit. Because, again, just like Bryce Huff, he's having a better season than San Fran. I just have a feeling that AJ doesn't fit Petullo's offensive scheme. It just doesn't vibe. There's something there with it, with that, with his health. And I just think that that Jalen is trying to feature him as much as possible against the coach's decision.
Well,
thank you for the call. Yeah, I don't know. The other thing is, and you want AJ to fight through each and every play. I sort of do get. I'm not saying I accept it. I'm saying that I understand the mindset of you get 2 targets all game, and then the very last play of the game, you have to go fight to get it.
You mean you understand that mindset that he wouldn't do it?
Well, I'm not – understand's a weird word. I'm not saying I endorse it. I'm just saying I could see a world in which
– You're forcing yourself to see that world. There's no way you see that world. He's on the team. It's a play to win the game. Like, you're not trying to win the game. There's no way. There's no way. Get me. You're trying to win the game.
You don't think it's possible?
I don't think it's possible. I don't. Maybe physically he couldn't have done it. I don't know. I certainly can't find in my way where that would be acceptable.
Like,
I certainly wouldn't say that would be acceptable.
Is it? I guess just if you go through an entire – I don't think he had a target since the first quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just – I don't know. I bring everything back to basketball. I wouldn't want to – because I wouldn't want to go to a guy that's cold who hadn't shot the ball all game in the biggest shot of the game because he's not in the flow of everything. He's not feeling everything. I don't know. It's weird to go to him there if he hadn't gone to him all game.
But that's what they do in that situation. I mean, the Vikings game, he had three catches.
And they went to,
and they went to him in that spot.
Yeah, well, it was third down, not fourth down.
But still was the same.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. It went to him, yeah.
Yeah.
He had a problem catching it. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, did he not see the ball in the light? I don't know. I don't know. You certainly would have liked to have seen him at least make an attempt to jump for it, but maybe he felt he couldn't jump for it.
Yeah. When we watch these slow replays and it looks like he could have gone and gotten it, it was a little to the side of him. I wish he would have knocked it down.
I want to be fair to AJ because this AJ didn't complain about his targets last night. Like, so we shouldn't create a narrative and I'm just saying collectively that it wasn't an issue for him last night.
No, it didn't seem
it wasn't an issue for him.
He was smiling
night.
After the game.
He was fine. He didn't duck the media, didn't send out a cryptic tweet. Like, I'll get on him for doing stuff like that and us reacting to it. I don't want to be, well, we anticipated him doing something. He didn't do it. But we still have our thoughts on the situation. Because it's unfair to him to paint him in that situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman talk to Jalen about a lot of things, including AJ. We will hear what they had to say about that during the game.
Oh, during the game.
They talked to him before the game, but they were talking about it during the game.
Gotcha.
215-592-9494. We're at Cheekies and Pete's in South Philly. Go where the players go. Watch all the hockey and basketball action this season for the best in-game experience at the number one sports bar in North America. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're going to play the game, boy, you got to.
All right, I'm good with this one.
You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run.
Just punt the ball.
You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count. When the deal is done.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I see Jack easing us into 330 Country.
I see it.
You see it?
Well, he gave us the Monday Night Football theme song yesterday, and he knows we like the gambler.
Especially because Sirianni last night on 4th and 6.
Yeah,
tried to throw it deep.
Definitely gambling.
Just punt the ball.
Yes, absolutely.
And no one hit a bet last night.
No one.
Well.
10-7 game.
I don't know if no one did. I know two guys that didn't.
Yeah,
you know two guys.
Yeah. Well, unless you're betting -110 on the Eagles -1.
That damn Tank Bigsby bet.
Dude, look, he broke up a big run early, and then he got stonewalled right
after.
What did
he have, 12 yards?
And they started using Shipley more.
They did.
I hate. An angel loses its wings every time Will Shipley runs the football.
Oh, come on.
He stinks.
I do think Gainwell's better. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
He loves Gainwell.
Yeah, I love Gainwell. He's a good player. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. I have my guys. Look. All right?
They're psychotic. Yeah.
Lampkin.
They're out of nowhere.
All right. Well,
Willie Lampkin.
Yes, Willie Lampkin's one of my guys, too. The Twitter quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Is Kevin Petullo a problem for this team? That is the new Jack question.
Oh, my God.
You know what they
the fans are going to say yes.
Yeah.
You got to have somebody to blame.
74%.
Yeah. Kevin Petullo is not – I don't think he was an issue last night. Listen, they came in with the game plan. They wanted to run the football last night. You know, everybody was okay with them running the football based off what they did in the last game. So all I heard was the running game is back. Run the ball.
Yeah.
That's what everybody wanted him to do, run the ball.
And I think
they ran the ball 36 times last night. They only threw the ball 26 times.
Yeah. So and you got to see if the running game is going to be what you hope it is, especially after the last couple of games. That's the difficult thing I have in judging Petullo, in that a lot of the things that they're okay, the one thing they're not doing well now that they did well last year is running the ball. But I can't really put that on Petullo.
And because third downs.
Is because I put it on Stoutland. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting Stoutland offensive line.
I know what you're saying.
They're
yeah,
the ones
it's
that
unit.
Are
yeah.
yeah, they're the ones that are figuring out the run game. He's the run game coordinator.
Yep.
If you have Stoutland there, you should be able to run the ball. They've been able to run the ball every other year, whether Saquon's there or not.
Yeah, they ran with DeAndre Swift. They ran with Miles Sanders.
Every other year. So I have to put that on the offensive line. Can't put that on Petullo. Then the third down thing, I agree with you, Jack, but not being able to run the ball makes third down.
Yes, because third and longer.
More difficult. So I
how many tush pushes did we get last night?
I think just one.
It was in the
or two.
Beginning of the game.
Yeah, the one where
they missed the false start on both teams.
Yes. And I believe...
And then they get called Green Bay the second time. Yes.
I do believe they're allowing the false starts to happen, so they have another reason. I believe this is a coordinated effort by the NFL to say that it is too hard to officiate the play, which is why they have to ban it. They tried to ban it with the injury stuff. That didn't work. So now they're going to say it's too hard to officiate. It's not too hard to officiate. Everyone saw that was a false start yesterday.
Well,
that part wasn't too hard to officiate.
Well, it seems like they never call it.
Well, they have every piece of technology available known to man to be able to officiate a neutral zone infraction, which is normally what they're calling. They're normally not calling a false start. They're usually saying that the offensive line is in the neutral zone when they're doing it.
But the offensive linemen are rarely ever in the neutral zone.
No, but
it's usually the defense that has to be in the
neutral zone. No, but in the tush push, the offensive linemen are in front of the football.
Yes.
But if we can see it and that they know that that's possible, we can't officiate it is, I believe, a made-up thing for them to get rid of the tush push.
All they're going to do is tell you that you can't push the guy. They're not going to get rid of quarterback sneaks.
Well, that is what is so strange about it, because it's everything else besides that part that they are saying is a problem.
Yeah, but that's because they allowed the rule back in there. Ultimately, that is the problem. Like
the pushing of the quarterback?
Yeah.
See, I think it is how the offensive line lines up and the fact that they go low.
No. When I say the problem, I mean I think that's the problem that defensive coordinators and players have with the play, is that you can stop this play initially, but as an offense, you're allowed to continue to push, and then you wind up getting forward momentum after 2 or 3 seconds of pushing. So what I think they're going to do is go back to the old rule that was in, that you're not allowed to push an offensive player from behind.
I think
that's what they're going to – because they're not going to stop quarterback sneaks.
No, I agree, but we're the only ones that do it like that. When you watch the other team's tush push, they don't do it the same way we do. The offensive line doesn't do it the same way we do.
Right.
I agree.
The push thing aside, the offensive line is different. We do that part differently.
I understand, but they can't regulate that part. Clearly, they can't regulate. So the only thing they're going to do is say that you're not allowed to push anymore. Like, that's what I think they're going to wind up doing. Like, what else could they do?
No, I agree, but then we're still going to have the neutral zone stuff.
I don't think you will, because you don't see the neutral zone stuff with quarterback sneaks.
I bet if you looked at them, I bet you do.
I don't think so.
All right.
And I think part of the way the Eagles line up, like, literally we saw overhead shots of – the guards lined up with the football. Normally you can see the football ahead of the players. There was a time I think the Eagles were warned enough about it, so they changed how they lined up.
Yeah.
They changed how they lined up. I think ultimately this is what they want to do, but in the grand scheme of things, I think they're just going to say you're not allowed to push a player in the end zone. I think that's ultimately what they're going to do.
215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, A?
What up, fellas?
What up, eh?
Yo, listen. Spike is right on. Yeah, it's a coordinated effort. Hey, come on now. Y'all see them false starts.
League's out to get the Eagles again, yep.
Yeah, y'all see everyone else fall starting, but y'all don't see us fall starting. Yeah, because y'all won. Yeah, we know what's going on. We see the play. But in spite, Yoshi was right. Ozebo's outplaying Milton Williams. 4 sacks and 3.5 sacks this year. Look it up.
He is outplaying Milton Williams this year. Milton Williams is the most important tackle on that team. Mora Ojomo is playing next to Jalen Carter. It's a different thing.
I don't watch the Patriots play. I'm just going by the stats. This is about the numbers. You know,
what's your eye test say?
Well, yeah, no one's saying that. Nobody is focusing in on Bryce Huff. He comes in just on third down.
Wait,
Bryce Huff with San Francisco.
What about him?
I'm saying that his production is all
that
matters.
Yes.
His production is all that. It doesn't matter who he's playing next to or any of that.
Yeah. But that was a, you know what? Expectations out the window. Because I saw you texting me after the game, like, I already know what's going to be said tomorrow. I'm like, you know what? You can't worry about what's being said. At this point, we just got to get the W's and hope that it gets better over time, possibly, or that we just show the team that we can be. Because there's no reason that we have these players on this offense. And I got faith in defense. There's no reason that we have these players on offense. And like I said weeks ago, why we look so constipated. Because you watch other offenses, right?
That's actually a good word to use for offense.
They're
pushing.
They push. They scheme players. They scheme players open. Our offense is, hey, get open. Get open. But, like, you know, you're allowed to scheme a player open. You're allowed to do that. It's just not, oh, yeah, beat your man, and we'll get you the ball.
But you know what this is, though, A? This really is all about AJ. Devontae gets the ball plenty.
Yeah, he's having the best year of his career.
Devontae gets the ball plenty.
Yeah.
The Dallas Goedert's not complaining about targets or anything. Like,
all of a sudden, we know how to throw the ball over the middle of the field. We couldn't do it over the last 3 years. We know how to throw the ball over the middle of the field, but now we can't get the ball to AJ. So I don't know what is going on.
Well, Spike brought up a great point about, is it the physical part of AJ?
Yeah, like you said, nerd
gotta
do some cut-ups. Let us know.
Get one of the nerds on it.
Hey, ESP, break down that tape. Yeah, let us
well, can I get it?
Well, ESP doesn't really know what he's looking at.
I need a real nerd.
I need a
high-level nerd. I need Solak to do it. I need Sean Saya to do it.
Where's Baldy at? Baldy's not in that group.
He's not. I don't think he's a nerd. Nah, he's more of a football guy than a nerd.
Baldy like the trenches. That's the breakdown. He break down the trenches.
I need a nerd. I need a top-level nerd.
AJ's what, 28, 27?
28.
28? Like, I can't believe he's done. And he's never been a burner. And you don't have to be a burner to get open in the NFL. You just gotta, and then you got a big body, so you don't really gotta be wide open. It's just like you can show people off. I don't know where the disconnect is coming in that when it was such a great connection for the first 2 years. So I can't. You know what? I'm gonna stop worrying about that. And I'm just gonna focus on we get the W and we play defense because we can't run the ball that well either. So we protect the ball, find a way to win.
Yeah.
And we play defense. We're taking it back to the 1993 Eagles. That's just what we got to do.
The 93 Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl. I don't know if you're old enough to remember. Yeah.
So we're going to win the Super Bowl because we have a quarterback that's shown he can win the Super Bowl. And we have a competent coach. We didn't win the Super Bowl. Of course, we didn't win the Super Bowl with the great defenses. But I believe we're going to win the Super Bowl because no team. Hey, we beat the Rams. We're in the Rams head. We're in the Packers head. So I'm not worried about them because more like they're going to come here, and you're going to come play in the cold. So and it won't be snowing. I hope it's not snow on the ground. So Spike can go a whole offseason. Well, but Jalen Carter's sack. I can't do that again. For another
what's that have to do with the snow on the ground?
Well, I was in that game.
And if Jalen Carter doesn't get home on that sack, they don't go to the Super Bowl. And I'm $4,000 richer.
On the ground,
It wasn't snow on the ground. We destroying that team. We
should stop.
They were killing that team.
That game was not that close until we started playing pre-vid defense. I really got smoked for the Rams because the Rams fans keep talking.
Speaking of pre-vid defense, we love Coach Fangio.
Yeah.
We score a touchdown and they just march down the field like a hot knife through butter.
Oh, yeah. Like nothing happened.
It never fails. It's like when we score, they're like, you know what? We got to let them score as well. It's like they just say, you know what? Let's play off and let them move the ball. It never fails.
Like a hot knife through butter.
I said last night, it's their NOLA defense. It's like we scored, you get to score too.
I didn't retweet that.
Because it was appropriate.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call.
It was appropriate.
215-592-9494. You know, well, Aaron could hang around when we talk about Blue Chew if he wants. Aaron knows you got to perform in the bedroom.
That's right.
Aaron knows that you're not. I say this all the time. You're not allowed PEDs in sports. You're allowed PEDs in the bedroom.
There you go.
You're allowed performance enhancers, and that's where Blue Chew comes in. They're going to enhance your performance. Look, you might think it's good enough. I got news for you. It could always be better.
Yeah.
Could always be better.
Out of control, man. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's true.
You're a total disappointment.
Yeah. No. It's not about being a disappointment. We're not trying to shame anyone.
Right.
We're trying to make somebody
encourage them.
Peak performer. Make them an MVP of the bedroom.
Get back to how you used to be.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. Your first month is going to be free in the mail in a discreet and
hard
package.
You're going to get chewables. What are those chewables going to do? They're going to bring you back to your best. And you might be asking me, Spike, When do I have to go to the doctor to get the prescription? Never. You just do it at BlueChew.com.
Mm-hmm.
They have their licensed medical professionals there, and you don't even have to look at them in the face.
Yep.
There's no awkward conversation. And because that stuff's being shipped to you, you don't have to go to the pharmacy and wait in line either. Everything's perfect, and Jack's paying for your first month.
Forever.
All you have to do is pay for the shipping, like $5. Go to BlueChew.com, use code 94 at checkout, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Furry Bruce in D.C., you're on
straight
WIP.
From Blue Chew to Furry Bruce.
What's up, Furry Bruce?
Not the Blue Chew.
What the hell?
On this Victory Tuesday with the night owl.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. Man, I tell you, You guys hit the nail on the head. Just some great discussion about this game last night.
Thank you, Bruce.
I do agree with you on one thing, is that they're going to have to fix some of these things on the offense. I don't have to talk about the defense. They're playing at a championship level. But this offense has got issues. I tell you, if I see one more game like this, and I call this OC in training. You all know I call in the offseason after the Super Bowl, I've been raising hell about this concerns. They need to fix these problems, because what's going to happen is that we're going to drift along this entire rest of the year, just like Kansas City was doing last year. They were winning close games and barely, and we're going to get thumped in probably an NFC championship or the Super Bowl because we couldn't get our offense together. And I just don't know what it is right now that they need to be concerned. And again, I'm looking at the OC and looking at Sirianni. And the other thing about Sirianni, I mean, well, I'm not going to get into the idiocy about those play calls. That's already there, of course. But, you know, the one thing that just burns me about what he said was his post-game interview. Man, just own up to what you did. You didn't make a good decision. You got to go into this long, drawn-out explanation on why that was not a bad decision. You didn't even address it. So I'm looking for a better product. I'm going to be optimistic and say they're going to be more productive on Sunday, but we better see something else going forward. We won't even win this game on Sunday. So that's really what I got to this point.
Oh, we're winning Sunday, Bruce.
Oh, yeah? You're already calling it?
Of course. I said 2-0.
All right. Mm.
Yeah.
Right. Eagles favorites, all right? 2-point favorites?
Yeah. Really?
Listen, I'd rather have everybody doubting after Monday night's game, and they go out and win and ease the doubt. They won that game last night convincingly. We'd have spent the whole week talking about how trash Detroit is and how they can't hang with us, and we're going to blow them out Sunday. So I'd rather have everybody nervous because we only scored 10 points Sunday, because you're looking at the offense as opposed to what you should be looking at. You should be looking at that defense. That's what you should be looking at, because Detroit's defense gives up points. And with them playing outside, I ain't worried about their defense. I ain't worried about our offense scoring Sunday. We're going to have to be able to slow that defense down Sunday. And based off what we did last night, I feel good going into this Detroit game from a defensive standpoint. They have to play outside on the road, and our defense is playing better. That's why we're going to win Sunday. That's why we're going to win Sunday.
Yeah, come on, Bruce, man up. Yeah.
I you know what? You
Wolf got,
you
up.
Know, I'm just suing him in my thing about Sirianni and the OC. But the
yeah, that's fine.
You made me feel a little better. So,
yeah.
All right, I'm ride with you on that.
Okay, I appreciate that. Here's the other thing, right? When the coach has one of these types of moments, you know they bounce back from it the following week. They escaped that game last night. With a bad decision or a questionable decision, put it that way, questionable decision. Right. I wouldn't even say bad decision.
I'll
a questionable
bad.
Decision last night to go for it on fourth down. And he knows that's what's going to be talked about all week. He's going to have to answer for that one more time, that last night's answer wasn't sufficient enough. People are going to come back with the question again to make sure he was clear-minded with what he said last night. And we'll see what he says the next time. Here's what you didn't hear him say. Remember they did that in Seattle, and he was like, yeah, I thought we can get a pass interference, so we threw it up there one-on-one. Yeah. He knew damn well he didn't call that play.
Yeah.
But he tried to take the bullet for the team. Did you hear him do that last night?
No.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't give you the whole, we want to throw it up. And get... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, this is football 101. Put the damn ball, and on the previous play, you could have just ran the ball three straight times. To make him, they made this thing a lot harder than it had to be. This is
I agree.
Ball 101. Come on now. Come on, let's get with the program and stop that foolishness and stop trying to do more than what you need to do. And we'll be okay for Sunday.
All right,
I agree. You know what it reminded me of, Spike? We forget last year in the Super Bowl run. Remember early in the year? Where they were making decisions based on analytics. They were going for it on fourth down. They were going for two-point conversions.
And then they just stopped.
And then they just stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Now, that kind of reminded me of last night, where it seemed like they wanted to be overly aggressive when they didn't need to be overly aggressive.
Well, the weird part is that isn't the analytics move last night.
Right.
The analytics move is to punt
part.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Troy even said that last night. He said, analytics say you should punt
it. They were – it made me feel better how they reacted to it.
Yeah.
Troy wasn't sugarcoating it at all.
Yeah, they were like, what's going on here?
They didn't think they were going to hike the ball.
No, right. I thought they were just going to try to draw them off sides. And
which never works, by the way.
Well, but it
get
doesn't.
It out of the league.
Well, it does. You remember Jaquay Parker?
Well, of course. Yeah. And Patrick Mahomes, the new fake play.
Yep.
Well, what I thought they were going to do is do that and then take the 5-yard penalty.
Right.
Because that makes it
room.
A little easier to punt if you're doing it from the 40 rather than the 35.
Yeah.
And Bruce was saying the offense is, I'm convinced all year, we're going to have moments where it looks like it's working. It's never going to.
It's never going to flow like that.
It's just never.
Why?
It's just never going
to.
It never
too
does.
Much talent.
But
it's more than talent. It's execution, right? It's execution. It's playing at a high level. That's why you'll see teams sometimes that have talent, and the offense still doesn't work.
Yeah, and even last year when it was because we won the Super Bowl, we forget about a lot. We didn't score in the first half for most of last year.
Yeah.
And we had all these an unrealistic number of Saquon huge plays last year, which even if he's playing well, probably not going to happen again. We're going to go through this offense thing every single week, and there's going to be a week where they score 33 points or 35 points, and we're like, there it is. And then the next week, it's going to look bad again, and we're going to say, what happened? It's going to be the whole year.
See? And then once you accept that,
just strap in.
You know what you do?
What?
You say the result is the only thing that matters.
That is.
That when they win.
They win.
That's all that matters.
They won.
I don't think
you understand this.
I understand it, Fritzy.
I just have high standards.
That's what 2023 should have taught you.
Well, when they collapsed?
Yeah.
What?
That winning is really the only thing that really matters.
Sure.
Yeah, that's all.
But it was also a good deodorant for that team in 2023. Where
yes, winning was a deodorant, and they stunk under. It was actually perfume, I think, that
Yeah, they're drinking the perfume. Yeah, don't drink the perfume.
Yeah, they're stinky underneath the perfume. You can always tell when somebody's stinky underneath their perfume. All right.
Please don't say stinky.
I don't know what type of women you're around, man.
No, I meant cologne.
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant cologne. I'm only around one woman, and she always smells great.
There we go.
Nailed it.
All right? Val smells good. Stay away, Herb. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, boy.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will talk to Donovan McNabb. We'll see what he tries to argue with me about, even if we agree. Yep. That is coming up next.
And we'll tell him that it was me.
Yes.
And we got to find out if does he know the difference between you two.
That is the main thing. Do we do that right at the top?
We don't all look the same.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.